That plan is pretty amazing. Currently, the creek is a concrete drainage ditch, but what designers and engineers have imagined is something that looks like a narrower museum reach. The reasoning for that project is flood control and water quality improvements accomplished both through an underground tunnel and how recirculated water is pumped from that tunnel.
Now, the reason it's important is because as we implement water quality measures into the project, those measures repeat themselves as the water becomes recirculated. So the water out of the tunnel gets pumped back into the channel and so on and so forth.
The San Antonio River Authority's Jeff Tyler has been engineering the creek's redesign.
The essential design task is identifying what the channel banks need to be to contain that 100-year flood.
Containing that 100-year flood is at its core, but what is at ground level is all about aesthetics. The last 2 days we've been traveling from north to south through the five distinct character areas. Today, we continue with an area called the Meander.
This is the section that includes the site for the new federal courthouse.
San Antonio River Authority's Suzanne Scott. The Meander runs from Dolorosa Street to Cesar Chavez, turning straight stretches of concrete-walled creek into a meandering one, with many trees and lower plants and two tiers of walkway.
This provides us an opportunity to widen the creek a little bit. People that work downtown can come here and maybe enjoy a lunch on the creek.
The additional right-of-way there gives the county leeway on how to treat the river, and they plan to make full use of that leeway. Next is Canal Principal, or Main Canal. It runs from Cesar Chavez to Guadalupe Street.
Here we want to repurpose a drainage culvert and open it up, add vegetation, tell a story about what was there before.
The culverts restrict the possibilities with trees as the soil above them is only 4 feet, not enough for tree roots, but plenty of soil to support a long vine-covered trellis for shade. This will make the area look unlike any of the other areas.
You have nice vistas, overlooks into this interesting repurposing of the culvert. But then if you wanted to be more leisurely along the banks, you could do that on the lower walk here.
A tiered step up to street level will feature flowering shrubs and perennials. The final area is Campo Abajo, or the lower field area. It runs from Guadalupe Street down to South Alamo.
This could be a great amenity for that growing residential area. It's a growing art district. It's a growing residential district. This could be a great place to have art shows or another amphitheater to do music venues for the residents that are in this area.
Designs show a speculative on-river pavilion for gatherings, a widened stream, a small falls, and a contrasting straight upper level and winding lower level walk.
As the river starts to change and get more natural towards the end of this reach into the next reach, it really starts to integrate more of what you kind of see on the Mission Reach, more of that natural environment. So you're sort of, this is the transition zone from the more urbanized river walk-like improvements that have been conceptualized into the more natural improvements that you see along the Mission Reach.
Tomorrow on the San Pedro Creek Project, we finish Campo Abajo.
The new KIPP Academy is going to be located in this stretch. Classes will begin to see the return of wildlife that's not there today.
And more about the project's challenges. We have Sarah pictures of what the creek will look like at TPR.org. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.